Living Well, Health and Fitness by Jennifer Campbell. The Path to Overcoming Hereditary Diseases. Diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's were once thought to be hereditary. New research, though, is showing that we are often able to modify gene expression through environment and behaviors, meaning we have more control of the future of our health than previously thought. Lifestyle plays a significant role in the development and progression of various diseases and encompasses a wide range of daily behaviors and habits. Different factors can have an effect on different diseases, including cardiovascular disease, diet, high intake of saturated fats, trans fats, salt, and processed foods can increase the risk of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and atherosclerosis. Physical activity, a sedentary lifestyle, contributes to obesity and reduces cardiovascular fitness, while regular exercise lowers blood pressure, improves lipid profiles, and enhances overall heart health. Tobacco and alcohol, smoking and excessive alcohol consumption are major risk factors for cardiovascular diseases, including coronary artery disease, heart failure, and stroke. Type 2 diabetes. Diet. Poor dietary habits, characterized by high sugar and refined carbohydrate intake, contribute to insulin resistance and metabolic dysfunction. Physical activity. Regular exercise helps improve insulin sensitivity, glucose control, and weight management, reducing type 2 risk. Obesity. Excess body weight, particularly visceral fat, is strongly associated with insulin resistance and the development of diabetes. Cancer. Diet. Certain dietary patterns, including high consumption of red and processed meats, sugary beverages, low intake of fruits and vegetables, have been linked to an increased risk of cancers. Tobacco. Smoking is a leading cause of lung cancer, while tobacco use in any form increases the risk of developing several other types of cancer, including oral, esophageal, and pancreatic. Alcohol. Heavy alcohol consumption is associated with an elevated risk of cancers of the liver, breast, colon, and others. Mental health. Stress management. Chronic stress can contribute to the development of exacerbation of anxiety disorders, depression, PTSD, and other conditions. Sleep. Inadequate sleep or poor sleep quality can impair cognitive function, mood regulation, and stress response, increasing susceptibility to mental health disorders. Neurodegenerative diseases. Diet. A diet rich in antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, and certain vitamins may help protect against diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Physical and cognitive activity. Regular exercise and mental stimulation through activities like reading, puzzles, and socializing can support brain health and reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Autoimmune diseases. Diet. Certain dietary factors such as gluten with celiac disease or specific foods with inflammatory bowel diseases can trigger or exacerbate autoimmune responses. Stress. Chronic stress may influence immune function and exacerbate conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. Healthy behaviors and preventative measures can significantly reduce the burden of chronic diseases and improve overall health outcomes, regardless of genetic predisposition. Army veteran Jennifer Campbell is a certified personal trainer with a master's degree in nutrition education. She is past commander of the California Legion's 24th District and Hollywood Post 43. Head off the pain. Migraine management starts with identifying triggers. By Martin Sayers. Migraines are one of the most painful types of headaches. According to the World Health Organization, it's the third most common disease in the world, affecting 1 in 7 people globally. As yet, there is no cure. What causes migraines? The cause is not exactly clear, but migraines appear to have a hereditary nature, meaning you're more likely to get them if others in your family do. Also, many sufferers report various triggers, including certain foods, stress and anxiety, too much caffeine, alcohol, and skipping meals. How do you know it's a migraine? Typical headaches normally go away in a few hours after some pain relief pills and a glass of water. By contrast, a migraine can be so debilitating that the person suffering must retreat to a darkened room and lie down until it wears off. Migraines are marked by severe throbbing or pulsing pain, usually on one side of the head, and can last for more than 24 hours. They tend to be associated with nausea, vomiting, and light or sound sensitivity. They are often accompanied by an aura, causing a person to see zigzag lines or flashing lights. You may also feel dizzy and find it difficult to speak. Migraines are often mistaken for cluster headaches, as both cause comparable levels of pain, but the latter typically lasts for a maximum of 45 minutes, involve fewer symptoms, and often occur multiple times within a single day. Is it possible to prevent migraines? Chronic pain expert Jacob Teitelbaum recommends a daily routine of 400 milligrams of vitamin B2 and 100 to 300 milligrams of magnesium. After 6 weeks, migraine frequency usually decreases by about 75%, he says. Teitelbaum also cites food allergies as a frequent comorbidity and suggests sufferers keep a food diary to track possible triggers. Medications, including over-the-counter products like Excedrin Migraine, can also help, but Teitelbaum cautions that they're more likely to be helpful if taken early in the headache, before people experience pain around their eyes. Martin Sayers is a freelance writer living in Cambridge, England. He specializes in health and nutrition. 5. Percentage of all Google searches that are health-related. 90%. Americans who say they use social media for health information. 94%. Patients who say they use online reviews to evaluate providers. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems.